under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, April 8th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Well, going to be monitoring Truth Social this morning, waiting for Donald Trump's official statement on abortion. I've been trying to find it and looking to see if I could find specifically where it was located. The direct link that I'm going to report on is coming from Newsmax. And Donald Trump's, I guess, position is going to be what really is in the Constitution since Roe v. Wade's been overturned. According to Newsmax, I haven't seen it directly on True Social, but Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump said Monday he still believes abortion laws should be determined by U.S. state laws. He did put a post out on True Social, and for some reason I didn't see it. I can't find it. Let me do some search for it again. I'll refresh my browser. I've been searching stories all morning. After starting the video announcement with a discussion of his support for the availability of in vitro fertilization, Trump shifted to abortion, saying except for the exceptions. He supports the exceptions of rape, incest, and to protect the life of the mother. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. President. Totally disagree with your exemptions. In my opinion, you're no longer a pro-life president. You're a moderate rhino when it comes to abortion. You were one of the most strongest pro-life supporters when you were in office. The only president to attend the March of Life, big event that they have there in the mall, he came and actually spoke to the people. But now that you're supporting exemptions for rape, incest, and protect the life of the mother, sorry, you're not 100% pro-life. 90%? Yeah, I'll give you that. But here's the bottom line for me. Thou shalt not kill. Abortion is murder. First of all, when it comes to protecting the life of the mother, our medical advances that we have and the technology that we have, very, very rare that a mother's life is being threatened because she's pregnant and going to have to give birth. C-sections. There's all kinds of ways to get around any medical issue. There are rare exceptions. Blood, different things like that, I get it. But rape and incest, I just got a very simple question. Why are you killing the baby for the sins of the father? The baby didn't do anything wrong. That's my bottom line problem I have with those exceptions. Donald Trump accepts those, supports them. Well, you just went down a notch in my book when it comes to being pro-life. We'll wrap up Newsmax. We'll move on to other stories. I'm Chuck and Randy. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one today. Want to remind you, tomorrow is the get-together at the Iron Pig Smokehouse. I'll be doing the show live from there tomorrow from 9 to noon. But starting at 11 o'clock, they're going to have some type of lunch special available for everybody. And the attorney, David Delaney, Ian Murphy's attorney, will be there. And then we're heading over to the courthouse. I believe it's at 1 o'clock. It was scheduled originally for 2, but it got moved up to provide more time in the courtroom for arguments. So I believe we're heading to the courthouse at 1 o'clock. It's right across the street from the Iron Pig. Come join us. last hour of the show, the doors will open up toward the area that we'll be in. I believe the other side of the bar area will be set up to have lunch there, hear from the speakers. And I'll be finishing up the last hour of tomorrow's show from 11 to noon. But come join us and then go to the courtroom at 1. And let's see if we can pack the courtroom with supporters of Ian Murphy. In this Newsmax story, Donald Trump did not address the issue of a national ban on abortion. Trump noted that he was responsible for the 2022 Supreme Court decision ending a federal right to the procedure, alluding to his picks, his nominees to the United States Supreme Court. My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint. The states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both. And whatever they decide must be the law of the land. In this case, the law of the state. He added that at the end of the day, it's all about the will of the people. He did not specify whether he would support a ban on abortion. However, since launching his reelection campaign in 2022, Trump has largely shied away from the topic of abortion. The Republican Party has struggled to articulate a message to stance the political fallout from the 2022 ruling that overturned the U.S. Supreme Court's landmark decision, Roe v. Wade, from 1973, which was made possible by Trump's appointment of three conservative justices to the court while he was president from 2017 to 2021. The reversal triggered a voter backlash that was widely credited to curbing the Republican tidal wave gains that in 2022 congressional midterm elections and propelling Democrats to victories in some states' elections last year. So we're getting interrupted by an EAS. So as soon as that's over, I'll get back to the story. What I was saying was that Donald Trump appointed three conservative justices. They had enough votes. They then overturned Roe v. Wade. The reversal triggered a voter backlash. It took place in 2022 midterm elections. Widely credited to curbing the Republican gains, the tidal wave that they had expected, propelling Democrats to victory in some state elections in 2022. While Americans tend to accept restrictions on abortion after the first trimester, polls also show that a sizable majority prefer to have the decision made by the patient and her doctor, not the government. Amen to that. I've had a libertarian position on abortion. It's none of the government's business. When it comes to laws, statutes, Roe v. Wade, heartbeat bill, it doesn't matter. Government should not be involved. Personally, for myself personally, 100%, 100% pro-life. Period, end of story. And I'm sorry, I totally disagree for the exceptions. That's me personally. A woman is raped or incest is committed. The woman gets pregnant. I got a very simple question. What did the baby do to deserve death? Why should the baby die, be put to death because of the sins of the father? It's that simple. And this medical exemption in cases of the life of the mother, I'm sorry, those hardly, rarely ever happen with today's technology. So weak in position, in my opinion, Mr. Trump. But heck of a lot better than Joe Biden. So you know who I'm voting for. Now, one thing as we're looking at this, and it's kind of interesting, at the same time, Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats are continuing to push and push and push for more things with regards to this abortion pill. Bottom line, one of the things that we're looking at here is the health risks. You're pregnant, you take this pill, it kills the fetus in your body. What else does it kill? What cells, what organ damage potentially is there? Well, haven't seen any studies on it. Don't know if it's been around long enough for them to even have any studies. But we'll see exactly where this all ends up. Looking forward to the class on Saturday. It's officially closed. If you haven't registered yet, it's over. Cliff Tellini listening in. He said, the FCC just got you again. Yes, it's interesting, isn't it? We can play music all weekend long. I think I heard two EAS alerts Friday afternoon, Saturday, Sunday, last night. Yep, every time. Well, it is what it is. One of the things that we are wrapping up here, let's see. Oh, one just came in, I forgot. Ven says, doesn't that make Trump a rhino? No. Republicans in name only? No. No, he is definitely a Republican. What I'm saying is when it comes to abortion, he's not as pro-life as I am. Pastor Chatfield, many others. You believe in life? That's it. It's 100%. All in. You don't have any exceptions. It was the position that Tudor Dixon had. And look what happened to her in the race against Governor Gretchen Whitmer. You know, this is exactly what the problem is. If you're 100% pro-life, well, that's a bad political position to be in, and you're going to lose elections. Sorry, it's not about elections for me. It's not about the elections. It's about doing the right thing. If Republicans ever become pro-choice, I am 100% done with them. I will never vote for another Republican ever again if they go to becoming pro-choice party. No difference between the Democrats? Then I'm voting for the person. Forget the label. Don't even care. As a matter of fact, why don't you just remove the labels? Gay marriage, law of the land. Supreme Court's not going to change it. Politicians aren't going to change it. State legislatures aren't going to change it. They can't. Obergefell decision, 2015, it's the law of the land. There's two things that remain. Pro-life and pro-Second Amendment. That's what the Republican Party's down to. Basically, their platform. The day you become pro-death, Second Amendment isn't far behind. As a matter of fact, many people would argue Second Amendment is already in the process of going down. Based on all these laws, requirements, filing fees, now they're talking about you're going to have to pay every single year to be able to register your weapons with the sheriff. Yeah, Ven, that's kind of what you said. Sorry. Then explain it to me. Because one last I guess, remaining platform issue besides Second Amendment would be life, then what's the difference between the two parties? We've got a state senator, John DeMuth, that voted for the Democrats' $82.7 billion budget. Still waiting for him to come on the show to explain it. But the bottom line is, if they're not going to be fiscally responsible, there's no other issues out there to separate the two parties. The Republican Party has caved in on every single platform position. Because the voters won't support a pro-life candidate. Pretty interesting when it comes down to it. I guess what it really boils down to is forget the labels. We're going to go back to making it a personality contest. Which candidate do you like? Which candidate gives you warm fuzzies? Forget their policy, their procedures, because once they get in office, they become the other side anyway. Who do you think is going to hold best, strongest to their values, their principles? That's who you have to vote for. We'll see where it goes. What do you think about Donald Trump's exemptions? Do you still consider him pro-life? Text me a Y for yes, I think he's still pro-life. And do you think he's no longer pro-life? We'll do a little unscientific poll here during the bottom of the hour news break. We'll see. Van comes back with yes. That doesn't make Trump a rhino. Trump said he understood the exceptions. He did say it was up to the states. That I agree with. It should be a state issue. If you have a problem with abortion in your state and it bothers you that much that abortions are being prescribed, carried out, executed in your state, it has a absolutely heart-changing feeling on your heart as to where you're living and supporting with your taxpayer dollars, you can always move to a pro-life state. How many of those are out there? Well, one of the cases is Florida. They passed a 6 weeks abortion ban. No abortions after 6 weeks. Well, it's going to court. And we'll see how that turns out. I think it's going to go all the way to the United States Supreme Court. Primarily because Governor Ron DeSantis is the one that signed it. And I think the Republicans in Florida are ready to stand up. We'll see where this goes. However, I got a very simple question. Is abortion really going to be an issue on November 5th? I don't know. Why for yes and for no about Donald Trump being truly pro-life? Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.